From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
The University of Alaska has started a program to help Alaska Native and other students attain academic success at the university. The program is operated by Special Orientation Services under the direction of Bob Egan, formerly head of the Upward Bound program at the university. Special Orientation Services offers help to students in the form of counseling and how to cope with problems in academic and social life at college. An advisory board of Native students was organized to help guide the work of the program. Egan says there are about 200 Native students on the campus this year. He is with us to discuss more about it. Bob, could you give us some background on how the program was started?
Well, for several years on campus, faculty members, the administration, and so forth have been concerned about the fact that the university has been unable to offer realistic help to the student coming from the rural areas of Alaska in meeting some of the special problems that he has in adjusting to college life. Off and on, there have been committees that have met about trying to do something, and recently, this past year, a more effective committee was formed in that they did get some real drive and support to get a program started, and through this approach, a program was finally started this September.
Why do these students need aid?
Well, coming from some of the remote areas of Alaska, the small high schools, the student has not had the type of experiences that the student from outside or the student from Anchorage or Fairbanks might have. He has been in small classes where he has not been exposed to competition. He may not have had the advantage of certain types of college preparatory courses that, say, a student in a large high school has had. And so when he arrives on a large campus, which is large to him, there are many adjustment problems he has both in class and out of class that have tended to make his first year or so a difficult experience, and he's needed help but has not received it in the past.
Where do you get the money for this work?
There have been some oil companies this year that donated monies to the university, and specifically in some cases for this program. Humble and British Petroleum, for example, are a couple of the companies that have contributed money to get this program started. Now, eventually this type of thing would be included in the university budget that would be submitted to the state legislature.
What part do the students play in the program?
The student advisory board that is made up currently of Native students who are anywhere from freshmen to seniors are acting as an advisory board, as their title implies, but they are the ones that are helping us realize where the main problems are. We're trying to see it through their eyes and approach the problems realistically, and definitely listen to the student involved rather than going off developing a program and then imposing it upon the students. We're trying to get the students to say what type of help they need and what the priorities are. So the student is playing a very active part in this new program.
Could you briefly describe what kind of facilities you have for this program?
Well, we have two rooms in one of the buildings on campus, a room for an office where the counseling and so forth is done, and then there is a lounge where the students can come and have coffee, meet, relax, or what have you.
Thank you. We've been talking to Bob Egan, Director of Special Orientation Services at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Werner.
This is Your University is produced by University News Service and radio station KUAC. It has been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.